Everybody here, follow hey. Gave some to the parson, and he shook with glee. He took a collection, gave it all to me. Anybody here want to try my cabbage?
Shot your woman down. Yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a warrant, you better read it to me. I shot her down cause she made me slow. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more. When I was arrested, I was dressed in black. They threw me on a freight train and hauled me back. Had no friend for to go my bail. They stuck my dried up carcass in that county jail. Hacking to that district court. Into the courtroom my trial began, where I was judged by 12 honest men. Yes, as the jury started walking out, I saw that little judge commence to look about. In about 5 minutes in walked a man, holding the verdict in his right hand. The verdict read in the first degree. Well, I shouted, Lordy, Lordy, please have mercy on me. The judge, he smiled when he picked up his pen. 99 years in the San Quentin pen. 99 years underneath that ground. And I can't forget the day I shot that bad bitch down. Of all you hoppers, listen unto me. Stay off that whiskey and let that cocaine be.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Bud Light presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Footlong Hot Dog Inventor.
Mr. Footlong Hot Dog Inventor.
When conventional wisdom said no one could make a hot dog longer than 6 inches, you dared to dream.
Dared to dream.
You knew the limitations of a regular size hot dog bun, and you ignored them.
Can't stop me now.
You made a 10-inch wiener, and people cheered.
Oh.
But you weren't satisfied. You said, wait, I think I can still give you 2 more inches.
Gotta want it.
And so the footlong was born. So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Hot Dog Hero, because you gave every single one of us our fondest wish, a bigger wiener.
Thank you.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
WMFO in Medford. This is What Is This? Bud Light's Real Men of Genius. I got both of those discs tucked away somewhere.
Remembering Bud Light in a different era, in a different time when people liked it and liked its marketing.
That's right. Yeah. Remember the frogs? The frogs were good.
The frogs were good.
Yeah.
Bud
and
Bowl
the
was good.
Up. The What's Up.
Oh, yeah. I love the What's Up.
Yeah, that one's great.
I got a bunch of these Bud Light things on here, actually.
Real Men of Genius.
But I think the conservatives will turn us off if we play more of them.
Yeah. Never know. Bud Light seems to be doing well in Anheuser-Busch. The stock hasn't faulted at all.
Oh, no, not at all. You haven't been following that, have you?
Now what happened? Something happened today?
They've lost $5 billion in market value. Their sales are down 21%.
Really?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
The whole Dylan Mulvaney thing.
Yeah, but did that happen like today?
No, that's been going on for like the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I looked at the stock market yesterday. It seemed to be doing fine.
I think the stock hasn't gone down any further, but their sales are in the crapper, I believe.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with the next one. Not a bad time to buy Anheuser-Busch.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Buy a few beers. You love Bud Light.
No, I don't. It's terrible. It's poor quality rice beer. I don't drink it.
Yeah. How's Bud doing? Everybody can still have Bud?
Nobody's drinking Bud either because they all know it's the same company.
Did I tell you what I did? I was in a motorcycle bar and I ordered a Bud Light, not knowing anything about this Dylan Mulvaney a few weeks ago.
Right? Yeah.
Everybody looked at me like I had 3 heads.
Yeah.
Then I realized, oh yeah, that thing that I saw yesterday, everybody's making a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
So I said, just give me anything with a rainbow on the bottle. That's what I said. And everybody fell in love with me after that.
Nice.
They all thought I was the biggest D.
Sure.
But I'm like, yeah, whatever. Yeah. I fit right in with those bikey guys.
Guys are fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they don't, they want their beer politics free, is what it comes down to.
Yeah. But you know what? But those Bud Lights are easy to go down. That's why. They're just always easy to go down. So what are they having now?
But you know,
there's the High Life, there's
Miller.
The Coors Light.
Everybody's drinking the Millers. High Life. High Life goes down just as easy as a Bud Light.
And it's just as American.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet that if I'm drinking canned beer, mass market canned beer, that's what I'm drinking.
30 packs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever happened to the case? You can still get a case, but everybody gets a 30-pack now.
You know
right?
what? You know what they got now? You know how the sodas, the
it's like Spinal Tap. There's six more.
The Coca Colas and the Pepsis and those used to come in like that 12-pack.
Yeah.
That long.
How many
box
of those come now?
That would just fit in your refrigerator.
Yeah, and there's like a cube of Coke.
Yeah. Now
for
there's
like
a
30 Cokes.
Now
I'm
there's
like,
a
who needs 30 Cokes?
24-count case box that doesn't fit in your refrigerator.
Yeah. How much soda are you drinking, though?
I mean, it does, but now you got this giant cube sitting in the corner, and it's like, what? I could use that for food.
I hate it. I don't know. I don't drink really much soda anymore. It rots the enamel out of your teeth.
I mean, if I get one of those cubes, it'll last me like 3 weeks, so that's, you know, that's worth having around, but I like the little 12-pack because you can at least put stuff on top of it. You got that cube in there, it's like there goes the whole top shelf of your refrigerator.
Yeah, I hear you.
I need that space for cheeses. And
Jesus?
Yeah, cheeses.
Cheeses or Jesus?
Cheeses.
Oh, cheeses.
Yeah, I need that space for exotic cheeses. And
exotic Jesus?
And fresh herbs.
Fresh herbs?
Go on top of the soda. Yeah.
Nice.
You can put a lot of things on top of there.
In the background is the fast version of We Will Rock You from the BBC before the album came out.
Leftover meats.
Yeah. Leftover meats. Do you like the... I like these meat plates that are showing up. And by the way, hello to Lisa Nichols, former co-host of The Whole Truth, correct?
Was
it The Whole Truth?
Yes.
And she had just opened up the butcher shop, the modern butcher.
No, it was The Big Picture.
It was a Big Picture.
When it was Lisa. The Whole Truth was Brian Joyce.
Yeah, okay. And so she just reopened the modern butcher there.
Did they? They are opening, aren't they?
I was thinking of charcuterie boards.
Yes.
And I saw that they had a meat board and they had beer and wine. They just moved to Revere, I believe.
They're very much Danvers.
Oh, Danvers.
Yes.
Okay.
They're very much about the charcuterie.
Yeah.
At the modern butcher. It's one of the things they're known for.
That's pretty cool. I got to go down and check it out.
Yeah.
Check out the new spot. But it's pretty cool. They take like a whole cow and they do everything you can to it.
They have the meats.
Yeah. They do everything. Plus they make candles and stuff. With the leftovers.
That would be the tallow.
Yes, the tallow.
And I don't think the modern butcher is making the candles, are they?
It said like somebody that works with them is making the candles in their spare time. They give them all the tallow afterwards.
Yeah.
So you feel like making candles or something. We can make soap together like Fight Club.
Now, here's the thing.
Derek and Chris's Fight Club soap.
If you're going to make...
What is this soap?
If you're going to make Yorkshire puddings...
Ooh.
The right way.
I don't think I've ever made one.
Or popovers, if you call them that, or Dutch babies the right way. You're supposed to use Dutch babies. Yeah. You're supposed to use tallow.
Really?
You're not supposed to use oil. You're supposed to use tallow to do it.
I've never even heard of that. Dutch baby?
I got to believe that's...
A pancake.
That's it's kind of like a pancake.
Oh.
But it's a pancake that rises.
It's German.
Oh, my God. They're good.
Yeah?
Cause
looks good.
Because here's what you do. It looks a little
bit... Looks like a mess.
Yeah, no, well, it looks a little bit like
it's
a
like fallen... Like a cake and an egg exploded in the microwave.
Yeah, that's too big. That's like a giant pan-sized one.
Yep.
But you fill the middle of that with some melted butter and some powdered sugar.
Oh, my God. Anything's better with
that.
Or
if you make the smaller ones, you put jam in the center of them. Oh, my God. They're so good.
Yeah. A little jam.
They're so good.
In the background, I got the Kazoo Orchestra again doing a whole lot of love.
I should like this because I think I get in trouble for not liking things.
What's that? Liking Dutch ovens?
Yeah, no.
Dutch babies.
Oh, the post, yeah.
The post? Oh. There was a post?
No, I'm looking up the Modern Butcher. It's like I get in trouble if I don't like things.
Really?
Yeah, I've got to like things like all the time.
You never like time travel, I don't
people
think.
People are like, I
had it on there for 14 years.
I...
Here I am promoting everybody.
I liked some things that you did. You were my faithful lead-in for a number of years. You know.
Yeah. I'm the hero that we deserve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I came in every night and said nice things to you. I didn't think you needed a like on Facebook.
Well, I think you were part of the group.
Is the online validation that important to you?
Not anymore.
Because if it is, I'll like everything. I'll just come in and be like, what did Chris post today? Let me like that.
What are you liking there? Who needs validation?
Well, the Modern Butcher needs validation.
No, they got like hundreds of likes. They're fine.
No, but when you like it, it's telling Facebook that this is cool and then more people see it.
I see.
For a business, it's a different thing than if it's the radio show that I follow.
I see.
You never liked any of my posts either.
You open to business?
No.
If you opened a business, I'd like it.
I don't think you comment on my posts, but I don't think you have ever liked one of my posts.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm indifferent.
Yeah.
I'm mostly indifferent about everyone's posts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like to remain a man of mystery on the internet.
You know, I'm not doing it for the cred or the internet love. I don't need that.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah.
If we're talking about who's liking what for whom.
I'm going off the grid soon.
Really?
I've been meaning to for a while.
You can't.
I've been wrapping it up. Yeah.
You can't do it anymore.
Nah.
It's impossible.
I can do it.
There's no.
I'm learning about it. I've been reading
anything?
About
There's
it.
No money anymore. Now you got to have the phone. That's money.
Nah.
Yeah.
You don't need a phone for anything.
Yeah, you do. You need a phone for everything. You can't buy anything without a phone. You can't validate anything without a phone.
Good old cash, man.
No, cash is done.
Cash is king.
Cash is done.
Cash is king.
The cash economy is over.
The crypto is gone.
That's done.
Yeah.
Good riddance to that.
Gold and silver and cash. That's what you got to do.
I'm not.
Two farthings for a Bud Light.
I am not going to miss the I am not going to miss the Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Or the people who are into the Bitcoin.
I don't know. That was just a silly thing. I'm going to put more Wild Man Fisher on. We'll be right back. My name is Larry. We're ready for this one. This one's great.
My name is Larry. My name is Larry. I have a mother. Her name is Mother. Hi, Mother. Hi. I love you, Mother. I always love you, Mother. My name is Larry. My name is Larry. I have a sister. Her name is Joyce. My name is Larry. I have a grandfather. His name is Grandpa. Hi, Grandpa. Remember, Grandpa, when I used to go over to the house and you wouldn't let me go into the kitchen with the rest of the family? Remember that, Grandpa? Oh, listen, Larry, you be a nice boy and stay away from us. When we want you to come over, I'll get a hold of your mother and I'll call her up and you can come over, okay? My name is Larry. My name is Larry. I have an uncle. His name is Bob. Hi, Bob. Bob, I like you, Bob, and you're an artist, and I like you a lot. Larry, I like you a lot, too. You're a nice boy. My name is Larry. My name is Larry. I have an auntie. Her name is Becky. Hi, Becky.
Hi, Larry!
My name is Larry. My name is Larry. I have an auntie. Her name is Annie Estelle. Hi, Annie Estelle! Hi! My name is Larry. My name is Larry. I have a brother. His name is David. Hi, David. David. You know, I talked about you on my album on the Wild Man Fisher story. And could you say a few words? I am a certified public accountant. And my brother Larry is the worst singer, one of the worst singers there ever was. And I cannot see how in the world, with knowing him, anything is possible. Knowing him. Because I used to hear him sing all day long. My name is Larry. My name is Larry. I have a cousin. His name is Harvey. Hi, Harvey. My name is Larry. 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 My name is Larry.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Those words were spoken by an electronic computer. They are an example of synthetic speech, a product of Bell Telephone Laboratories' research into the basic nature of speech. Knowledge developed through such research may be useful in devising new techniques for transmitting speech over communication systems. To make the computer talk, it is fed punched cards containing the names of speech sounds. The computer combines these sounds, in accordance with the linguistic rules which govern the English language, into connected, intelligible speech. For example, when the sounds for the sentence, "He saw the cat," are fed into the computer in sequence, it says,
"He saw the cat."
The flat, monotonous tones of the computer indicate an absence of the pitch and timing characteristics natural to human speech. When timing information is added to the punched cards, the computer says,
"He saw the cat."
The sentence still sounds unnatural, but when pitch information also is added to the cards,
"He saw the cat,"
the computer speaks in accents almost completely human, except for a slight electronic twang. In the following sentence, most of the variables inherent in human speech have been specified on the punch cards. The computer makes one of the pivotal remarks in the development of the telephone.
"Mr. Watson, come here. I want you."
The present quality of speech synthesis by computer is illustrated in the next example, part of a famous soliloquy from Hamlet.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles, and by opposing end them, to die, to sleep.
Singing, in purely physical terms, is essentially a matter of pitch and timing. In the next selection, the computer sings a familiar ditty.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, do. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage, but you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.
The computer now sings the same tune, but to a musical accompaniment played by another computer. Piano students will notice that the music-producing computer has a rather stylized left hand. Incidentally, synthesizing music on a computer is almost as formidable as making a computer talk.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer too. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage, but you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.
To get the samples of synthesized speech we've heard so far, a computer's memory was stored with 34 speech sounds and a set of rules for producing these sounds and for making the transitions from one sound to another. When the computer was fed the names of speech sounds on punch cards, it was, in effect, told what to say. But its manner of saying it, even its dialect and apparent accent, was determined by the rules stored in its memory. The objective of this program is to formulate a minimum set of rules for making plausible English speech. The next two selections, however, were produced by analyzing a person's speech and reconstructing it synthetically on a computer. The objective here is to duplicate the sounds and transitions made by a human speaker, including his dialect and accent. With such a program, the computer sounds like this.
Men strive but seldom get rich. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to say a few words about Texas.
And now the computer would like to express its appreciation for your attention.
Thanks for listening.
Felt like I was playing The Wizard of War again there, Derek. It was good stuff. Yeah.
I read somewhere or heard somewhere that when they were doing those games, it cost them $10,000 per line of text.
I believe it, yep.
To have the machine say something.
Yeah, Wizard of War and Berserk were the two that I remember that had voice on them, really early coin-op video games.
So for every one of those little sound things that they said, like intruder alert, mm-hmm. $10,000 to get that custom chip that would enable that.
It's pretty good.
Kind of cool.
When they make the AI Chris Earl one day in the near off future, I'm going to be charging $100 a line.
Wait, when is deepfake Chris Earl taking over the show?
Could be soon. Could be soon.
This is why you can't get off the grid, man. The machines are everywhere.
I thought we
were
closer.
Even if you go off the grid, you're still going to be here. You're just not going to know about it.
As soon as I was broadcasting from home during COVID, I'm like, I can take over the world here.
Yeah.
I can start sending my broadcast out everywhere. Just thousands of shows. And just, you know, just like Christian Slater and Pump Up the Volume. Except he did it in a Jeep. I'd do it from my house.
Isn't that what Russell Brand is doing these days? Isn't that his gig now? Is just like furious
He still shows on shows. He shows up on a lot of shows, and he mostly talks over everybody.
Yeah.
Yells a lot. He's very articulate, but, you know, he kind of has to let you in a circle first before you get to say anything.
But he's on YouTube ranting about stuff all the time now.
Yeah, he's okay.
You know, Joe Rogan's making money over there.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Crowder's making money
he
over there.
He got lucky.
I think Tucker's going over there. Tucker's going to go make money with...
What happened to Cara Dune there from Star Wars? Where's she? I thought she was getting some kind of radio program.
I don't know what she's doing. She put a movie out. Nobody saw it.
Yeah. Did she?
Yeah.
Yeah, who wants to see her?
I think so.
Like she was just
like
her.
She's great.
She was like Gina Gershon light.
No, she was good actress, like great physical presence. I like her a lot. I wish they'd bring her back.
She was an MMA fighter, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, you know the thing is, you can't put her and Katie Sackhoff in the same scene because everybody's going to be like, one of these.
I like how you say her last name.
Is like an actual warrior woman, Katie and the other Sackhoff. One is an actress.
Yeah,
no, Katie, I like Katie Sackhoff.
Katie Sackhoff. Yeah. Did you like the ending? You must have watched it.
I did watch it.
Yeah.
I didn't like most of the season. As far as endings go, the very, very...
It's the Woman DeLorean. Yeah, how do you like that?
That's
how do you like
bad.
That as a one-liner?
The Woman DeLorean?
It's the Woman like DeLorean now.
The very end of it, when you get back to whatever planet Apollo Creed is running.
Yeah. Grief Karga's planet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, I liked how they had IG-11 come out as the sheriff.
Yeah, that was nice. That's something I've been waiting for all season. It's nice to see that like maybe there will be adventures for just Grogu and the Mandalorian and nobody else. Nobody else.
But Grief Karga was like a Lando light too. It's like all of a sudden, you know, they throw a cape on him and he's wandering around. He doesn't get into any of the action. I want to see Apollo Creed punch somebody in the face.
But he,
I mean, come on.
But if you will recall, he backed down from that over the course of the season.
Yeah.
Like when we first met him at the start of the season, he was living high on the hog.
Yep.
And when he was pushed and had to defend his community, we saw the real Grief Karga come back.
Yeah.
And it was like there was a certain humility in him after that. And I think that was a nice touch with that character. I don't know if you noticed this or not, because as I said, I will get around to writing this someday, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
This entire season was a plea for help from Jon Favreau.
Jon Favreau, yeah.
I don't know if you noticed.
Navarro's High Magistrate. We're looking for Navarro.
I should remember that because I had a friend whose last name was Navarro growing up.
Dave Navarro?
Paul Navarro.
All right.
No relation. If you recall at the end.
Wasn't a chili pepper?
When Din Djarin goes to talk to that one X-Wing pilot that's been hanging out in the Outer Rim.
Carson something.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dave Filoni is sitting at the bar in the background.
I did notice that, and he's got his stupid hat on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like, okay, so Jon Favreau symbolically killed himself in the previous episode.
Right.
Now we have this episode, and Dave Filoni is very clearly sitting in the background.
Mm-hmm.
This is pretty straightforward what you're telling us here. Is it's going to be the Dave Filoni show from now on.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I want the Dave Filoni show.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, he's getting a movie, too. I mean, that guy, you know, he's hamming it up.
I like Dave Filoni. I like his stuff. I love Star Wars Rebels. I'm intrigued by Ahsoka. Although, there are so many ways it can go off the rails right now, I don't know if I trust it.
Yeah, I think it's going to suck.
But they ruined The Mandalorian this season.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that I didn't enjoy the
It wasn't awful, but it
wasn't
it was
awful.
Bad.
I want The Mandalorian.
Yep.
Give Bo-Katan her own show. Do a show called Mandalore, where it's just all about that. Awesome. Give me Din Djarin and Grogu.
I still don't understand why they had to take back the planet. Who cares? He already had taken all the armor. All the Beskar was gone. He made new troopers, and there was nothing left.
No, there's still Beskar there.
There's like a lame dragon that's sitting in the river that nobody talks to. And there's like, you know, a couple of bucks left in Beskar.
No, that's the Mythosaur. That's significant.
Yeah, but it didn't do anything.
No.
What are we going to wait? Another 7 years to see the thing come out?
If they ever do the Bo-Katan show,
it'll be dead by
so.
Then.
Yeah.
Star Wars got to step it up, man. We're going to be going. You know?
Isn't it done? Isn't it over?
I think so, yeah.
Did you see?
I would rather just take 5 years off and reset three new movies, you know?
I would rather
go
just
into the Age of the Republic, you know, the old stuff.
I'd rather take 10
Knights
years
of the
off.
The Old Republic.
Re-release the originals, burn everything else, and let's move on from there.
You know, It should never have been called the end of the Skywalker saga. I mean, it was all about Luke. And then even Lucas is like, no, it's not about Luke. It's about Anakin. It's like, what? What do we care? It's like, you don't make it about the bad guy. It's about the good guy.
You know how bad it's gotten with the Star Wars, because the Star Wars is in trouble.
Yeah. Nobody got off looking good. Han Solo didn't get off looking good. No. Chewie got off looking pretty good.
But it's like the whole brand, everything around it is in trouble. Have you seen the May the 4th promo for Lego?
Oh, for Lego? Yeah, it's Death Star 2.
It's awful.
It's, you got to buy it for like $150 or something.
You spend $150.
They're going to make like about 50 of these things, so it'll sell out in 5 minutes.
And they'll sell you something that looks like a Lego grapefruit. Yeah. With a green thing sticking out of it.
I have to say, the worst looking Lego set I have seen is this flower pot that was like, I think it was a promo about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And I'm like, that is one of the most hideous things I've ever seen. Yeah. It just looked like, I don't know what it looked like. It just was ugly.
They have absolutely...
What are they doing over there?
They've ruined it.
The Danes.
They've ruined it.
Yeah.
They're
ruining Lego now.
There's a couple of nice dioramas in here. I do like some of their dioramas.
I love the Houses of the World, but I couldn't get one. You had to spend $250 to get some.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they sold out on the first day. It was supposed to be available for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And these fun little, you know, modular homes that are around the world, great idea. And then they didn't make any of them.
You may as well just go on eBay and buy it from a flipper.
Yeah. You know what I've been doing? I've been making the Beatles. I'm almost done. I made John and I made George. And the only one I got left is Ugly Paul for the Beatles set. I don't even know if I'll make Paul. Or I might make him out of like Marilyn Monroe colors or something, make him fancy.
I like these dioramas, but $100 for a diorama? That's a little out of my price league these days.
Oh, the new dioramas for Return of the Jedi.
Yeah,
the Emperor's throne room's like $130, I think.
And it's like this
through the roof.
This Death Star, which is supposed to be their big main, you know, their May the 4th promotion, their big item that everybody wants to get.
Right.
This looks like a Salesman of the Year trophy that you would get from an online trophy store.
You're right. Yeah.
Right. Because you got the Death Star. It's like the grapefruit sitting there built out of Lego.
Yep.
And then below that, like halfway down the handle where it should be, look like it's floating, they got a brick on it, 40 years of Return of the Jedi.
Right.
And it's like, wait, is this your Salesman of the Month piece right now? It's awful. And if you spend $80, they give you a coin.
I know. And like, what are you going to do with that?
What does that have to do with Lego?
Is it made out of Beskar?
No, it's just a coin.
Yeah.
With some dippy piece of plastic with it. What are you doing?
Yeah. I didn't like these tin signs all of a sudden. Lego's throwing out tin signs at you. Like, what do I need that for? Like, what am I going to put it on my car, Lego?
Drive around
with my Lego thing on my car to get pulled over immediately.
This was the last bit of money that I was spending on Star Wars products.
Yep.
And the last bit of money that I was spending with Lego.
Yep.
This year, you're getting nothing. Because last year they did the...
they're going to go out of business, just me and you not buying anything from them.
Last year, they did the Lars Homestead Kitchen.
That thing was awesome.
With Aunt Beru.
Yeah.
Which was fantastic.
Came with blue milk, too.
This year, I'm looking at this, and I'm like, do you not care anymore?
They don't care.
Have you run out of ideas? Like, are people just throwing money at you for no reason?
Yeah.
I'm not doing it anymore.
You know what Lego should do? Beers of the World. Start with Bud Light.
There you go.
Beers of the World. I bet you that would be a big thing, Derek. We should do Beers of the World, make them out of Lego. We could sell them.
Well, not Bud Light. That one won't sell anymore.
That's the first limited edition. I'll only make one.
No one's going to sell that anymore.
I'll only make one, and I'll send it to the Dylan girl.
Dylan Mulvaney?
Yeah. Is it a girl? Is she officially a girl?
Yeah.
That's what the big deal was, right?
Yeah.
It was 1 year. Well, what is it? You magically become a girl after 1 year? Is that what happens?
Well, she was celebrating her first year living as a girl. Yeah.
But you have to transition, right? Can I start today and say I'm a girl? Can I start today? Will it take me 1 year?
I think it was the end of her first year of transitioning.
So if I start a blog today and Chris Earl from WMFO is going to become a girl, can we say it's going to be like, you know, Tuesday?
No, I mean, you're a girl as soon as
2024, April 26th or something.
No, you're a girl as soon as you publish that.
As soon as I say I'm a girl?
But then a year later, you can say I've been a girl for a year.
What if I decide I want to be a boy again? Can I do that? Has anybody done that yet?
Yeah, people do that.
So some people be like, yeah, you want to be a girl, but maybe next week I want to go on a date and get laid. I'll be a boy again.
You can detransition. People detransition.
All right. Yeah. I'm just coming around. Like, you know how you said you were rediscovering asparagus, reassessing it? I'm reassessing all this stuff, too.
Like, RuPaul is hosting a show as RuPaul.
See, I enjoy RuPaul.
I love RuPaul.
Yeah.
But he's hosting that, whatever that Wordle show is on CBS.
But RuPaul's a guy.
Yeah. But he's doing it as, not in character. He's doing it as himself.
Yeah.
As a man.
Good for him.
Yeah. And it's fun, and it's cool, and it's, I love RuPaul's Drag Race. He's awesome. And it's like,
he was one of the best guests on SNL in years, I thought, when he hosted last
year. Here's one of the things I don't get. Why is everybody up in arms about drag shows? Can someone explain this to me?
I don't want to see a drag show. I don't want to go. I don't find it entertaining.
Have you ever been to it? So,
I've seen a drag show,
sure. I've been to drag shows.
Yeah.
A great drag show can be awesome.
Yeah, I don't think awesome is the word, but
I've been to some awesome drag shows.
I don't know. I got better things to do that night.
Granted, it's New York City, where the caliber of people doing drag shows is like Broadway talent by day.
Yeah, but if I'm like, come, you know what? Drag shows. You want to go see the new Evil Dead movie? You want to go to a drag show? I'm going to choose the Evil Dead movie.
But the thing is, it depends, because I can watch the Evil Dead movie at any point in time. It's always there.
I don't know if I want a guy in my lap by the end of the night. That's the thing.
You get somebody good doing a drag show. That's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Can be. I guess. It also depends on who you're going with. You're not going to go by yourself to the drag show, right? You're going with friends.
Maybe you meet somebody.
Who are you going to meet at a drag show?
There's all kinds of people at the drag show.
Mostly drag queens, though.
That's the interesting thing, is like the audience is completely, there's a lot of straight people in the audience.
I got a lot of friends that are like under 35, and all their girlfriends, they're all like going out for drag show night.
Yeah.
And I'm like, geez, I chose the wrong profession. I should have stopped stand-up and just gone drag.
But the thing is, it's a very similar thing to stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
Except that you've got to be funny.
You got to belt out a tune.
You got to be able to sing.
Yeah.
You have to be able to sing.
You got
to
have good legs.
And if you can really sing and have fun with it, it's awesome.
Got to have an Adam's apple, nice bum.
You know, it's...
Nice bum, where you from?
It's a lot like going to a cabaret. And nobody does cabaret anywhere anymore.
And they shouldn't, probably.
Except Nikki Lucarelli, like a few times a year, will do a
cabaret
show. Yeah, she's
pretty good.
Her stuff is always great.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, you go up for comedy, you know you're going to have people trying to make you laugh all night long. You go to a drag show, they're going to make you laugh, they're going to sing, you're going to get a little bit of everything. It's a good, entertaining night.
All right. I'd rather go to movies, but okay.
But that's the thing. If you're in the mood for a movie, go see a movie. Yeah. What I don't get is why everybody is all up in arms about we have to ban drag shows. It's like, why don't you just ban stand-up comedy?
Who's banning drag shows? Well, I kind of did.
States are like, oh, no more drag shows. You're corrupting the minors. Like
Who's doing this, though?
Well, they're upset about Drag Queen Story Hour at the library. And you know what?
You should, you know.
Look.
It's an outlet.
The
library is an outlet for open mic entertainment.
That's the thing. The library.
If you want to have a drag person reading a book, whatever.
Who cares?
But also,
don't take your kid.
Yeah, but come on. You want to go to the library. You want to read a book. You want to get books. You want to be quiet. You don't need somebody loud mouthing, you know, Dr. Seuss's Cat in the Hat.
It's a whole different room of the library. It's not like the drag queen's coming over and like doing the show in your face.
Oh yeah, they are.
No, they're not. That's not how it works.
Yeah. I guarantee if I go to the library and I'm just like looking through movies, I'm like, geez, you know, I want to go home a movie tonight, and then somebody's like, come and see RuPaul perform The Cat in the Hat.
Nice. I'll go.
Like, eh.
If you're upset about drag queens at your library, you need a better cause.
I'm not upset about it. I can ignore it.
Please go fight cancer.
Yeah. I got other fights in me. But, yeah, I don't care.
Cancer harms way more children than drag queens.
I just like no BS when I go to the library. I want to go in, grab my stuff, and go out.
Yeah.
I don't need a show. I don't need dinner and a show at the library. That's not what it's there for.
But
I don't need to pick up broads at the library.
But that's what
it's
becoming now.
Or guys.
Like, the library is now where people go to hang out and, like, do stuff.
Who? Who's
like
doing
all
that?
Like, all kinds, like the,
I never see anybody.
Clearly,
there.
You don't own a child because the children's room at the library is like.
Did you say own a child?
Yeah. Clearly, you don't own a child. I own a child, and as someone who owns a child, let me tell you, the library is where it's at.
All right.
Because they got all kinds of stuff going on. The kids are in there all the time.
I've been going to libraries for years. I don't usually tell anybody that, but I'm a big reader, and I like to borrow things from the library. I've always enjoyed the library. I always donate to the library. something you don't know about Chris Earl, but I do that. And I'm just like, you know, it's a special place. It's a hallowed ground.
The library in your town has one of the finest collections of Hustler magazines.
That's not true.
On the North Shore.
I don't think I've ever read a Hustler magazine.
What?
I don't even know what that is.
Wow.
It's Larry Flint. I do know what it is. Yeah. But no, I haven't looked at a Hustler since it was like on the side of the road in the 80s.
They left a list here. The
donations students. Thing?
Oh, yeah, we got
to
do that.
Oh, yeah. No, we don't have to. Well, but there's a donation drive going on. It's WMFO.org donations. You can get a mug that has a teddy bear on it that says WMFO if you want that.
That's cool.
And then it's not as cool as the T-shirt.
The T-shirt is cool.
The T-shirt's the best thing. Yeah. Tier 2, $25. You get a shirt with a bunch of block letters in color. And it kind of looks like the old Zoom promo.
A little bit.
From PBS Channel 2. That's kind of neat. There's a whole big WMFO hoodie for $40.
I'm not dressing the $40 hoodie.
Hoodie, and it looks like, you know, station with a donut next to it. And then you could have the swag gift box. I don't know what's in that.
All of it.
All of it?
You get the hoodie, the T-shirt, the mug.
And then there's a station ID recording for $100. I don't know what that is.
You can come in and record a station ID and have your voice played on WMFO.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. And if you do it...
Can I do that?
Well, we do that anyway. Yeah. But if somebody comes in and records a good one, we might play it on this show.
I'm not giving them $100. I've given them my time.
Yeah.
You know?
And believe me,
out there want to give some money, go ahead. But I give them my time.
I got way more than $100 in this station. We know how that turned out. But...
Yeah. Yes.
But we're playing nice, right?
I'd say get the shirt. Tier 2, $25. Nice.
We're going to be nice about everything. The shirt, the T-shirt is awesome.
Yeah.
We love the T-shirt. Give the station some money so that our microphones will work.
Yeah. There's like screws like falling down left and right. They don't even belong to anything.
They belong to something, and that concerns me. But somebody just kind of stuck them on top of the mount for the microphones.
I already checked in and said everything's hunky-dory here, and then all of a sudden screws are flying all around everywhere.
Where do you go if you want to give the station money?
You go to WMFO.org/donate.
That's
nice.
You
can figure it out. Everybody's smart now.
Yeah, no.
Everybody knows how the internet works.
I think if you go to WMFO.org, there's probably something on the homepage that tells you how to get there.
If you need somebody to actually hold your hand and get you where you need to go, I don't want you to donate.
Yeah,
that's the way I feel about it.
You go to WMFO.org.
I want smart people to donate.
Somebody actually put it on the homepage.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's like a giant leap forward for this station.
It says donations drive, !, almost like LeFleur.
Yeah, LeFleur.
!! Donations drive.
Yeah. So if you're following our playlist along on the site, just scroll up a little bit and you'll see the button. And you will see all of the cool stuff that we're giving away.
Like I said, get the T-shirt. It's good.
That T-shirt is cool. I don't think this photograph does the T-shirt justice because there was one of them hanging around over here, and it looks really nice.
Been ratty T-shirts in the past here. This is a good one.
I would wear this unironically, is what I'm saying.
Mugs all right if you like teddy bears and mugs.
Yeah.
But you know how many coffee cups I have in 51 years of life?
Yeah.
I got like 200 of them. I don't need another mug. Might donate, give the mug to you or something.
So I guess it's finals over here.
Really? I saw the sheet. Go ahead. Tell me about that.
And I say this because when I got here, all the parking spaces were full.
Pretty busy. Yeah.
The only time all the parking spaces are full is during finals.
They certainly weren't in front of the library.
No.
Yeah.
But every parking space is full. That means finals. Someone left a list here called What Song Gets You Through Finals?
What song gets you through finals?
Top of the list.
So when was finals for you, Derek, in college? 92, 91?
91. Yeah. This is my year of graduation. But we had finals every year, so 90, 91, 89.
Sure, the most important ones were the last ones. I'll still have dreams about taking finals.
They didn't really phase, because as a film major, finals were like a weird thing. There were some classes where you sat down and took an actual test, and there were a couple that I did sweat.
Yeah.
But for the most part, your film classes, you're just writing essays. Or you're
looking at porn.
Or you're handing in a film.
Yeah.
For most of my classes, it was just like write papers all day long. You know, that's what we did.
Yeah, I liked essays.
Yeah.
I liked writing essays.
So it was a lot of writing essays and things of that nature. And
So what were you writing essays to?
Well, no, you'd go in class and they'd give you a little blue booklet. And you'd sit there and you'd write furiously for 2 hours. And then
You wouldn't be able to bring your... Nowadays, you probably can bring your headphones in and listen to WMFO while you're doing it.
And then they'd say your parents' check cleared and therefore you get your credits.
You get your credits,
so
exactly.
That's really what
it's
all about.
That's how college works anyway.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, finals, what songs get you through finals? And it's like, this is an engineering school. So, okay.
I thought this was an agricultural school.
No.
Is it an engineering school?
It's an engineering school, first and foremost.
That's news to me after 15 years. I always thought they were a bunch of Aggies.
No. Tufts of Science and Engineering.
Oh, okay. And I thought they were all agricultural.
These are really, really smart kids.
Yeah.
And their finals are vicious.
Yeah.
Okay? Vicious. So...
That doesn't explain the person that talked about animal husbandry with me last week on campus.
Well,
I don't know what's going on there.
You get some of that everywhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But no, Essex Aggie is where you want to go for that.
Sure.
So what songs get you through finals? Clouds by Alex G.
All right.
What's an Alex G?
I don't know.
Am I out of it?
Is that like XLF?
Yeah, I guess.
It's Alex G. The dyslexic XLF.
Here's a good one. Debaser by the Pixies.
Debaser, huh?
Yeah.
I remember the Pixies.
You remember the Pixies.
But we love the Pixies.
That's good stuff. That's loud. Mm-hmm. This one's good. Somewhere Down the Crazy River by Robbie Robertson.
Robbie Robertson. Okay. Yep.
That's a really...
I go down somewhere down the crazy river almost every day.
You got a couple of extremes here because Debaser is really loud and in your face.
Yep, yep.
Whereas Somewhere Down the Crazy River is really
relaxing,
mellow.
Yep.
Really mellow.
Yep.
Some of this handwriting is a little...
any industrial noise on there?
I don't see any of that. Aguas de Marco by Stan Getz and Astrid Gilberto.
Was that Anna DeMarco?
Yeah.
Isn't that the Marilyn Monroe lady?
No, that's Aquas DeMarco.
Oh, okay. I was going to say she's hot.
Shapeshifter by Marcy Playground. I don't think you should be listening to Marcy Playground in general.
I don't know.
Certainly not during finals. That's not good for you. Some of this stuff. Yuck by Charlie XCX.
Yuck?
Yeah.
All right. I like that.
We know what her music is like. That's lots of...
Any song about cabbages on there? Maggie
nothing
Smith?
Nothing about cabbages. You know what we got here? The Sweater Song by Weezer.
Weezer. Okay. They're pretty
good.
Is
on the list.
Yeah.
Ocean Men by Ween. Ween. Remember that?
A lot of people like Ween.
That was hot for 5 minutes in the 90s.
Yeah.
Dreamin' by Capsule. What got you through finals, Chris?
Beastie Boys.
Beastie Boys?
Enemy. House of Pain.
Sabotage.
No, it was before. That was before Sabotage.
My junior year, I know.
Check Your Head album.
My junior year, I know it was Pet Shop Boys because I was listening to almost nothing but Pet Shop Boys my junior year.
Yeah.
Senior year was a combination of Sisters of Mercy Vision Thing,
mm-hmm.
Which is a brilliant album, and Phil Collins' No Jacket Required.
Oh, No Jacket Required was always on the playlist.
Was getting
for
played
years.
A lot. And,
yeah.
and you know what else I was
Ice
playing?
Ice-T came out that year too, which was great. Yeah.
You know what else I was album. Playing a lot?
Original Gangsta.
Parliament put out a six-track CD. Like you bought two packs of cigarettes and they gave you the six-track CD.
Yeah.
Every Time You Go Away was playing constantly.
Yeah, I remember that.
Because that was I think that was the first song on...
That was in showed up in about three or four movies at the time, too.
But Paul Young.
Paul Young,
and it's it's a good song. It's a really good song.
Every time. It's at the end of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, too.
But that was the first song on the CD, and I'd just throw that on and be like, hey, Paul Young. But a lot of Sisters of Mercy. A lot of Vision Thing.
I listen to Live in Color a lot, too. That came out that year. Stain. That was a good album. Yep. Yeah, 93 is when I graduated.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you got the
40 years ago.
Music,
this year.
Music got a little angrier after 91.
30 years ago. 30 years ago.
And you know what it was?
Yep.
NWA.
I love NWA.
NWA made music angry.
No. Yeah.
Because Do the Right Thing came out, and NWA was all over it, and then the Los Angeles... Public
Enemy,
and NWA were all over it, and it's the Los Angeles rap scene suddenly exploded.
Yeah.
And then all the music got angry. Everybody was angry, and it's the 90s.
Still angry.
We have neon colors and everything people could possibly want.
I do miss the neon colors of the late 80s and early 90s.
I was
quite dapper.
I do not.
Oh, I loved it.
Hated that look.
I loved it.
I remember going to see David Bowie at Gillette. Or, no, it was actually Sullivan still at that point. I remember going to see David Bowie at Sullivan Stadium. I think it was the summer of 1990.
Okay.
The entire place was just a sea of those neon t-shirts.
Awesome.
And it was murder on your eyes. Just murder on your
eyes. It's all right. It's provoking.
No, it was murder. It was unpleasant.
It's provocative.
Unrewarding.
I love it.
Unrewarding.
I miss those days. You didn't have a pair of nice Cavarici pants?
No.
A neon shirt?
No.
What were you wearing? Just jeans and a t-shirt?
No, I was wearing chemical pants and loud prints. So
like hypercolor?
Not hypercolor, but you know, yeah, in a couple of cases, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was like colors that didn't belong together, overlaid with black printing. You know what the stuff looked
sure.
like.
Did you have Izod shirts? Did you have to take off the alligators?
No, I outgrew the Izod shirts in the early 70s.
Yeah, a lot of people would take off the alligators.
Or excuse me, the late 70s.
Because they didn't want to look like a prep.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the Sochas and preps, like the outsiders. Yeah. It would have been a brawl at school.
Yeah, no, I was popping collars, but you know, I was not doing the Izod shirts.
Yeah. A lot of color. Used to wear a lot of color, a lot of pink.
I like to.
A lot of white.
I like to layer some wild color over a solid color t-shirt and, you know, just rock it that way.
Sure. Why not?
And then once I get into the working world, I like to layer a blazer over a solid color t-shirt and just rock it that way.
I do miss the fact that everybody wears the same things now at work.
Yeah.
You should at least have some people dress up from time to time. Like it matters. Like it matters.
You know, I think
everybody's going to be so apathetic about going to work, nobody's going to go to work anymore.
The only people who dress up for work are the salespeople. So if you see someone in a suit, you know they're trying to sell you something.
Of course. That's why you walk the other way.
Or they're an attorney. Or
they are the defendant.
Either case. Yeah. You see the person in the suit coming, you want to go the other way. The defendant doesn't even wear a suit anymore. the defendants were wearing suits in the trial I sat on.
Yeah, that's true. I got a really bizarre one for you.
Didn't work for him.
Yeah.
You should have worn hospital scrubs every day.
I'm going to give you...
And a pained expression.
I'm going to give you one that's a really rough one. We got a few minutes left here. You'll recognize this one. This one, people are going to be like, what is this? And this is a definite what is this. Here we go.
Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown. Kinko's in his Kinko car, pockets full of change. Lots of dirty pictures and sticky candy canes. All the kids love Kinko for the presents that they get. Silly leather clothes to wear and happy cigarettes. Hi, boys and girls, my name is Kinko the Clown. And I really love you, boys and girls. Really, really. But my legs get tired standing out in the parking lot handing out stale Tootsie Rolls to you little rugrats. So if anybody wants to come back to Kinko's trailer and massage his legs, he'd really, really like it. Really, really. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown. We go to Kinko's clubhouse sometimes after school. We play in Kinko's crawl space, there's never any rules. We have to sit on Kinko's lap, there's never any chairs. Kinko likes to tickle us and give us funny stares. Oh gosh, I haven't had this much fun since last Christmas when I got to play Santa Claus and all the boys and girls got to sit on Kinko's lap.
Mommy, Mommy, Kinko heard me.
But that was in Indianapolis, and thanks to the liberal reciprocity laws, Kinko can be with you boys and girls today or anytime.
Jimmy Johnson ran away and didn't say goodbye. Kinko went to look for him to help the FBI.
But Kinko had some handcuffs on, his eyes were full of tears. Said, I'll be back to play with you sometime in 20 years. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. The parents want to beat me up and run me out of town. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. Tar and feather Kinko and run him out of town.
Okay, Short Eyes, get in the car.
Goodbye, boys and girls. See you at the turn of the century, because Kinko really...
Ogden Etzel right there. Big, big... Big single on the Dr. Demento show back in the 70s.
1970s was a very different time, yeah. Kids.
I heard he's actually at the library this weekend.
Dr. Demento?
Kinko the Clown.
Oh, Kinko the Clown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the background.
He should be out by now.
Imperial March. He should be out.
He should be out by now.
But, you know, he's back in with Gary Glitter.
Paid his debt to society. Yeah.
Yeah. This one's always fun. 8-bit things are always fun.
There are times when it's tempting to just say... We're going to do a show about stuff that was funny in the 1980s that isn't funny anymore.
Yeah, I try to throw at least one of those in a show.
And kind of cross-examine, you know, and ask the question, what were we thinking back then?
Yeah.
Except that nobody was taking anything that seriously.
Or maybe we weren't as uptight. Maybe that's what it was.
I think everybody was so busy just trying to get through the day. Because the thing that you never really had a lot of was leisure time if you were an adult. Like, if you were a kid, you had, like, plenty of time to, like, run around and be a goofball.
Yeah, yeah.
But the adults were just like, I have to work, and I have to pay the bills, and I have to paint the house, and I have to landscape the house, and I have to do the laundry, and I have to feed the kids.
Sure.
I got to go on vacation. And it was like, it was just endless. Now, half of our jobs are done by computers. We're sitting around on the internet like, that makes me angry.
Plus, we have a golden age of television again.
Yeah.
So everybody can just watch TV show after TV show.
I mean, I always say baseball sucks because it's a bunch of millionaires standing around waiting for something to happen.
Sure.
And they got all that time to sit out there. Baseball strikes more than any other professional sport.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're all standing around out there, like, working out their grievances in their minds while they wait for someone to possibly hit a ball in their direction.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that free time winds up being your enemy with a lot of this stuff. You know, like, a friend of mine, a very good friend of mine, said many, many years ago in a letter to me, that will tell you how long ago this was, nobody would have taken Socrates seriously if he had to go out and shoot his own food like everybody else.
Socrates, yeah.
And it's true. Like, back in the 70s, like, you changed your own oil. You mowed your own lawn.
I still do all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But most people don't do that anymore. You got a guy that comes over and does this stuff for you.
Yeah, that's true.
And what do you do with your spare time? I'm on my smartphone. Oh, that makes me angry. That makes me angry. Like, you don't have time to be angry. We didn't have time to be angry in the 1970s.
Busy.
We were waiting an hour for the charcoal to light so that we could grill something.
Yeah, that was a big deal, actually, getting that charcoal going.
And trying not to get impaled by lawn darts.
Yeah, jarts. Those were the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had these giant darts, and you would take two little plastic circles,
yep,
and you'd put one on one side of the lawn and one on the other, and then you would have at least three or four people on each team, and people would throw giant darts up into the air, and they would land whenever. If you've seen the end of Grown Ups, where they shoot an arrow up into the air and then run, that's kind of what the game was.
The game ended when somebody went to the emergency room, because that's how the game always ended, with somebody with one of those things stuck in a foot, stuck in a hand, stuck in their leg.
It's true.
Yeah. It was like a vampire straw with big plastic wings on it.
That is true. Well, we'll be here another week, I guess.
Maybe.
We'll see.
That last song may be the one that killed us.
I don't know. I heard more dump a couple of times the last few weeks, so I decided to put some more dump on here. This is Raspberry Beret to bring us out.
Which version of this is this?
This is Dump's version of Raspberry Beret.
Okay.
That lo-fi guy that played Pop Life last week.
I'm not into the lo-fi stuff.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good.
I like a lot of production. Is there a K-pop version of this?
Oh, I'm sure there is.
Like, if you did a K-pop version of this cover, I would be into that.
I think we should stop marketing that. We could make a version for next week.
But here's the thing. I need at least seven people singing and dancing it. At least seven.
That's one thing that I miss about Prince toward the end, is he was a dancer at the beginning, but toward the end, you know, his knees and his ankles were all messed up, so you didn't see him dance around much anymore. You watch those early 80s ones, man, he's amazing.
Oh, yeah, the whole band is like doing
you
the
got
stuff.
All those bands, man, should have had that going near the end, too.
That whole Minnesota thing, man.
Yeah. Well, I will see you next week, Derek.
I will see you next week, Chris Earl.
And hopefully the weather will be better for us. We'll see. It's getting to be springtime.
Spring in New England. Enjoy your allergies and your wildly variable temperatures.
You've been listening to What Is This on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. We're here every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. Mellow Max is coming up next. You guys have a wonderful night, time travelers. We'll see you next week.
store.